Our next speaker is Dave Berry, long-standing member of the Labour Party, long supporter of Momentum, supporter of Jeremy Corbyn. Thank you.
Thank you for staying to listen. I've been a member of the Labour Party since 1979, joining on the anti-Thatcher increase in membership we've had. And it's good that people have stayed to listen. If you want to hear more from me, I'm always on after the comedian, the singer and the poet. Like Charlie before, I stayed in the Labour Party and have continued to fight for democracy. As well as being a member of the Labour Party, I've been proud to represent working people as a convener for 25 years, representing them to increase their economic well-being in their lives. And whilst remaining part of the Labour Party, over the years we've become sickened with the deals done behind closed doors, the people in the shadows, the Mandelsons, the Sainsburys, the parachuting of people into safe Labour seats to so-called represent working people. And last year we were offered an opportunity to change. Corbyn was that change, and he's not a cult of personality. He offers us the opportunity for democracy in the party, but not only that, a change in economic policy.
Yeah.
Something that we've been crying out for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
And I'm probably not the most articulate of speakers, but I do take heart from out the people who've carried on the fight before me. And I was once proud to hear Jimmy Reid, the shop steward for the Upper Clyde Shipbuilders, speak. And campaigning during the EU referendum has been a painful experience for me. Because like Abdizam, I've seen people voting for the EU and against the EU. But I'm clear that referendum was nothing about the institutions. It was about the economic direction of the country. And talking to working people on the door who turned out to vote for the first time for many years, not knowing what they're voting for. And I'll tell those people who said, why did they vote? Jimmy Reid talked of alienation of working people. And he said, let me right at the outset define what I mean by alienation. It is the cry of men and women who feel themselves the victims of blind economic forces beyond their control. It's the frustration of ordinary people excluded from the process of decision making. The feeling of despair and hopelessness that pervades their lives. Of people who feel with justification that they have no real say in the shaping and determining of their lives or their futures. And that's what the voting of those people was. It was that lashing out. And Jimmy Reid went on to say, many may not have rationalised it. Many may not even understand it. And many may not be able to articulate it, but they feel it in their heart and in their guts. And that's what we have out there. We have people frightened, fearful, in poverty, lashing out in anger and despair. Corbyn offers us the opportunity to take forward a new economic policy. As Charlie said, the coup plotters are incompetent. They've never given him their loyalty. And they've set him tests all along. They said he couldn't win by-elections. He's won every by-election. They said he couldn't win local elections. We stayed and won seats in local elections. He's forced U-turns on benefit cuts when others in the party were saying vote for them. We've seen him force U-turns on police cuts in police numbers. And probably his greatest victory that nobody hasn't spoken about was last week Osborne undercover at the dispatch box abandoning austerity. That is the message that Corbyn and McDonnell have been saying all year. He has turned us from an incompetent opposition into a competent opposition, and it will be a competent government. But it's those people in the background, in the shadows, who will continue to work against them. And we need to be aware of that. Another great literary reference that we need to think of. I don't know if anybody knows the film A Very British Coup, about a British left-wing prime minister from Sheffield, who those people in the shadows seek to bring down. And in the end, he says to the cabinet secretary, who is the enemy in the shadows, do I frighten you that much? Me, Harry Perkins, a steelworker from Sheffield. And the man says, yes, you do, because for you there's no compromise. We have ruled your fathers, yea, until the Middle Ages. And we take to change that, you frighteners. And I tell you people here today, they look at you and you frighten them, because you represent change. Corbyn has made us a competent opposition. We are a huge opposition movement and we frighten them. We now have the opportunity to talk to those people out there in despair and frustration. And I believe with that, now is the time not to talk among ourselves, but to talk to those people out there. And with that, I believe we can sweep Jeremy Corbyn to a Labour government in 2020, if not before. Thank you for staying and listening.